podcast, a comic podcast, at the calendar, at the calendar, yeah.
Yeah. Mini episode 8.
No, I think it's 9.
Mini episode 9?
Sure.
No, that, that sound like a question?
No, 8 was Monday.
Mini episode 9.
Leave it all in.
Sons of bitches.
So today's topic is the mystery topic.
And it's Bri's mystery topic.
Yeah, so we have a few spots on the schedule for this month where we're going to have a mystery topic. So either one of the three of us is going to have a mystery topic to basically put on everyone else, or
if you, the listener...
Yeah, if you want to suggest a topic... we will work that in and we can do that.
Yeah, now's the time to do it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We're not going to do it in February.
Nope.
Like, fuck you. Fuck you.
So feel free to reply or send us a message on the old Facebook. And we're on Facebook, Zero Issues Comic Podcast, definitely. And, yeah, and then we'll do that. So, to get into it, here is my topic. Right. If you could pick one story in comics history to...
Wow.
Erase from existence.
Oh.
So this never happened. Not retconning it, as in you actually can alter the time stream. You can go back in your TARDIS or DeLorean or phone booth or whatever you want and stop this story from being made for the betterment of
now,
comics.
Now, is that going to change everything else going forward?
Yes.
Arrgh!
For the betterment of comics.
Too much pressure.
What story? One single story.
Somebody give me a storyline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like anything that would be...
Not like one issue kind of thing.
Anything that would be collected in its own single volume trade paperback.
Okay.
Or it could just be a single issue, if you want as well.
The origin of Spider-Man. Just to fuck everything
just
up.
Just to yeah, see what we get.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, of course.
I jest.
So I hear they've, they rebooted the Flash film franchise again.
Yeah.
That's right, because if Spider-Man wasn't successful, it would be the Flash.
Yeah.
That would be the breakout character.
Probably.
He's super fast.
Man, another Speedball movie? Like, give it a couple years.
God. I'm just waiting for my new Warriors movie.
It might happen.
Yeah.
They're doing Civil War, but leaving out
they
the new Warriors.
They did Guardians of the Galaxy.
That's true.
Awesome.
That's
so,
true.
You know what? Those two came out at the same time.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah.
There they is. Could do like a lo-fi New Warriors.
Dude, based in the 80s. Yeah. Like, actually based in the 80s.
I like that.
I'm excited for the new Warriors to show up in that one episode of season 6 of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Immediately crushed by a car.
Yeah.
But I didn't enjoy it when they appeared on Dawson's Creek.
Well, I don't
know. Yeah. So anyway, one story. Shit.
Well, hey, it was your topic. Do you have something?
Oh, I do.
Do tell.
I feel like it's... I'll give you guys some thinking time.
Yeah,
I have three potential options. I think I have three.
What's in the box?
Yeah.
Tell me what's in the box.
My gut wants to say Flashpoint.
Okay.
Because you can avoid a whole lot of shit with wiping that out of existence.
Right. But here's the thing.
Yeah.
They were going to do it anyways.
Yeah.
Flashpoint was just there because they needed to do something.
Yeah. Yeah, so that... And also, at the same time, like, as much as I... And I'm on... And myself and many others, I'm not alone in this, slagging on that new 52 every time I can. It's terrible. But, you know, you did get stuff like... there's the new... Batgirl series, which
right.
I'm really liking, and the Gotham Academy is great, and, you know, the Batman and Green Lantern lines or whatever. Like, there's stuff that's been good coming out of the new 52,
yeah.
So, you know...
Well, but you can't overthink it too much. That
yeah.
It's like, well, this created that, and then it went...
That's the thing.
Like, you know, it just... Did you like another, like, this storyline? Fuck it.
Yeah.
You
know, so there's that. Another potential choice, but ultimately I don't think I will choose, is One More Day in Spider-Man. The story
okay.
that where, you know, Peter Parker and Mary Jane sold their marriage to the devil, which is a good choice. And again,
comics, everybody.
I'm not getting into it because everyone else has gotten into it and many others have gotten into it very famously and you know, it's covered. But honestly, some of the Brand New Day series that came out of that was actually really good.
Yeah.
There was some really good comics in that era. I feel like you could have done those comics very easily with him still married to Mary Jane. In fact, I would say the better ones during that run, it wouldn't have been a problem at all. You would have cut out some silly relationship drama nonsense, and it would have been, they probably would have been better stories for it, but, you know, as much as I love my Mary Jane and Spider-Man married.
He loves his Mary Jane?
Oh, yeah, hey.
Hey-o.
Oh,
what?
You know what that means.
Is it, what does it mean?
It's Mary Jane.
The sad truth is, my sad virgin lungs can't do much. I can't take smoke of any kind. They're still in their mile arc.
I wish I was doing fun titles for these, because this one would definitely be Sad Virgin Lungs.
You can call it that.
I could, but, you know, I don't want to throw off the rhythm.
The single word. Mm-hmm. It's good.
Virgin.
So again, I'm not original on this, but I'm going to go with Identity Crisis.
Yeah?
Because...
Yeah. You know what? Yeah.
It was it was bad. And,
I actually didn't mind it.
You know, it had its points, but it sort of introduced a lot of, like, rapey, murdery, dark, grim stuff into the DC universe
I like grim.
I know you do.
I like the grim.
We talked in a previous episode about
happy stuff, and nobody does anything bad.
It's not... I feel like there's a balance. I feel like that story is where the balance tipped way too far to that direction, right. And I feel like DC's kind of... been
not recovered since.
No, I feel like it permanently kind of tainted it, and I'm not alone. I mean, I know other folks online have said a lot about this, so I'm not going to get too into topic. Yeah, but if I could erase that one, I feel like the DC universe as a whole would be very different right now.
Right,
and I'll let it drop there.
Yeah. Okay, I've got one.
Yeah, good. Because I don't.
It would. Can I say an event?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Awesome. Okay, because that counts. We went with Flashpoint. Onslaught. Like the first Onslaught.
Oh, man.
Because, yeah. Yes, it was the first big mega event crossover that I read, but it led to a lot of garbage. It led to Zero Tolerance. It led to Heroes Reborn. It led to a lot of poison. Bad stuff.
Yeah.
I would kind of agree with you, but, like, that's right around the time where I quit reading.
Well,
that
there you go.
It made me quit comics. So I didn't really get that into it. So I don't really know the story that well or anything, but it was enough that I was like, this is...
One bright side was Thunderbolts.
Yes, Thunderbolts was a good book.
And that depended on it. Yes. But, you know, I don't think that definitely doesn't outweigh the bad.
No, it doesn't outweigh the Liefeld Captain America. And
huge chest.
All chest.
All chest, no patriotism.
I've still got the...
Or feet.
I've still got the number one issue of that, probably in a box somewhere at my parents' house, but it was like a variant cover, and it was like, this is going to be worth something, and right now, it's great toilet paper.
Ouch.
No, it's that bad.
Oh. Okay.
You got it?
Well, I'm trying to think of stuff, and like, partly in my head, I'm thinking, I don't know if I'm a little more, I don't want to say tolerant, because I'm not.
He's known for his intolerance. Yeah. He's known for his zero tolerance.
Celebrated
zero.
For his...
There's a lot of stuff that's come out, and I hate, I don't like this story, I don't like that story, whatever, but I don't know if I would erase it. It's like, it's part of the thing. I'm very much the idea of just let it go.
Right.
And just roll with it.
Something
and
else
if it
was is
shitty that's happened, you know what? Turn the shitty stuff into good stuff, but incorporate it. Because I don't like wiping stuff out. That right. bugs me a lot.
Listen, and you're right, and realistically,
yeah.
that's very much the case. However, you have to...
I know.
This is the question, you gotta
I know. So, but the thing
and
is...
if you don't, I'm
being,
gonna be
being
mad.
Like a decade older, my stuff kind of... It goes a little farther back that I would... The thing I would erase, and I'm trying to remember the exact... I can't remember the exact name of the storyline, but it's basically the... Scarlet Witch Twins Pandemonium thing.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my... Ugh. Yeah.
Out of West Coast Avengers, that whole little storyline with her and the twins are, like, just figments of her imagination, and she created them.
Yeah.
At the time, I'm like, you know, like, it's not the worst storyline, but it's... That was one of the first ones earlier on where I was like... I should stop collecting this. Why am I reading this?
What's going on?
And even the domino effect thing, you could have avoided Avengers Disassembled and House of M.
Yeah.
Which, he got very excited at the thought of avoiding House of M, so...
Yeah.
Kyle's not a fan.
No. We could have had a lot of Wonder Man-based series instead, which I would have loved.
Wonder Man-based series.
Yeah, instead of stuff focusing around, oh, what are we going to do with Scarlet Witch? We could do, hey, what are we going to do with Wonder Man? Because he's out of control. Instead, we only had that one book about that, and then it sort of petered off.
Yeah. Yeah. And also,
The Revengers.
The wind wouldn't have been completely taken out of the sails that Grant Morrison planted up in the X-Men books. Yeah. Because No More Mutants kind of fucked over all of the best things that he did, so...
No more progress.
I think you kind of win. How do you feel about it?
Yeah.
Energized?
Energized. I'm drinking espresso beer.
Which is
BAM!
Which is a good idea at, what time is it?
It's
8:57. It's almost 9.
It's 8:57, frankly.
Espresso stout.
It's a good idea.
You know what other time it is, eh?
Hey, we...
Cool. All
right, that's it.
Well,
that's it.
It is.
Sorry.
First mystery episode I consider a success. So again, if anyone has any topics they want us to handle in 10 minutes or less, definitely.
And if you can
send us a message.
Yeah. I had a crazy idea.
I thought you were gonna say. And if you could seek professional help.
If you could, then you probably should. I feel like if you could and you feel you need to, you should.
Do it.
Should.
Ending on a positive note.
That's my special words for today.
It's sort of like your like end of like a Jerry Springer thing, or just like, hey, let's talk about something.
Here's Kyle's final thought.
Yeah, exactly. We're gonna have to start working that into these episodes. Yeah. Hey, we're done.
I feel like we're really sure. Yeah.
See you next time.
Bye.
I love you.